AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Several hundred detectives and agents have been assigned to the investigation into the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. The 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie has been missing for almost 2 weeks. Fresh surveillance images from Guthrie's porch the night she went missing, coupled with intense police activity across Arizona and the detention of a man, had raised hopes that authorities were nearing a major break. But then the man was released after questioning, leaving it unclear where the investigation stands. Most Americans say President Trump has gone too far in his federal immigration crackdown. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
About 6 in 10 U.S. adults who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research say President Donald Trump has gone too far in sending federal immigration agents into U.S. cities. 4 in 10 say they approve of Trump's approach. About 3 in 10 adults say they trust Republicans to do a better job handling immigration. But 3 in 10 also said they trust Democrats to do a better job. Still, Trump's core supporters overwhelmingly approve of his immigration tactics. About half of Republicans say his actions have been about right. Donna Warder, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is leading a large U.S. delegation this week to the Munich Security Conference. The State Department's formal announcement of Rubio's trip offered no details about his 2-day stop in Munich. But officials who spoke on condition of anonymity say the U.S.'s top diplomat intends to focus on areas of cooperation on shared global and regional concerns, including in the Middle East and Ukraine, as well as China. Wall Street pointed toward gains before the opening bell, as markets taken more corporate earnings reports ahead of the latest labor market data. More stories at APNews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. At the Winter Olympics, American ice dancers Madison Chalk and Evan Bates finished with the silver medal after being upset by France's Laurence Fournier-Boudry and Guillaume Cizeron.
I think the love that we have for each other and for the sport really brought us through.
American Chloe Kim is through to the 12-athlete final in women's halfpipe. Slovakia upset Finland 4-1 in men's hockey. Blake Griffin, Candace Parker, Elena Deladon, and Coach Doc Rivers were among the finalists announced for the 2026 Basketball Hall of Fame class. On the court, Kawhi Leonard's three-point play with 2 seconds left and 27 points led the Clippers past the Rockets 105-102. Top pick Cooper Flagg won't play in the NBA's Rising Stars game because of a left midfoot sprain. And Kyle Busch grabbed the Daytona 500 pole, seeking his first victory.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.